Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
It is the, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. With us in studio, Justin Bogers from Goodwill Industries. He's back again, but not in that necessarily, in that capability. And also Tyler Weig is with us. He is with the YMCA on the east side, and we're talking about Community Engagement Summit that's coming up. It's called the 501C Forum. Welcome, guys. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So this is what, Justin?
So the group itself, Tyler and I, a little over a year back, came together and thought, you know what? We don't really know a lot of what's going on the south side and the east side of Des Moines. And being nonprofits, we support the community a great deal.
So we're there.
Exactly right. We're a part of the community constantly, every day. And if we don't know necessarily what's going on, how can we better serve our community if we don't even know? So the idea came about for us to be able to bring like-minded individuals that love the East and South Side together, be able to unite for progress on the East and South Side, not only nonprofits, but companies that work directly with nonprofits to support our community, better engage with the community, and then also be able to serve the individuals that we work with on a daily basis.
You know, as we look at trends out there, especially here in the greater Des Moines Metro, the east and south side of Des Moines are now all of a sudden, over the past 2 years, poised for some strong economic growth. Would you agree?
We're definitely hoping so.
I think so.
We've noticed that there at times is not quite an understanding of what the south side really means. We see great growth within the south corridor of downtown, mm-hmm. or the eastern corridor of downtown. But once you get out of that area, that's really where we saw that maybe there could be some more growth opportunities, not just for businesses as a whole, but also to support our communities, which is part of the idea of this Community Engagement Summit as well.
Tyler, part of your mission is to support the community, right?
Correct.
So tell us a little bit how you work into all of this.
The YMCA is designed to strengthen the community, and there are so many great things happening on the east and the south side. Part of the goal of the summit is to amplify that and to really build some momentum towards continuing that great progress on the east and the south side. The YMCA has been part of the south side specifically for many, many years. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of changes, and this was a natural fit for nonprofits to come together to really figure out what we can do to continue this positive progress.
Now, I would suggest to both of you that there are several issues that the South and the East Side have to deal with, mm-hmm. That perhaps you won't find in Waukee or in Urbandale. Mm-hmm. And one of those issues would be the vast cultural exchange of many different people, many different languages, many different backgrounds, and how you commingle that into a positive experience for others.
Right. And that was a big part of our struggle with overall with being able to serve the community that we do serve. We noticed that access to resources is a large issue. Transportation is a large issue. Really, the image and perception of the East and South Side are big issues. And we've noticed that just from our work in general. And to have so many different cultures trying to interact when you have those significant issues, that becomes so challenging for anyone to be able to truly support the people that we're trying to support. Wouldn't you agree, Tyler?
Absolutely. Specifically, when we first started this idea, the image and perception of the South and the East Side is something that is, you know, we have pride. But what does that mean, and what can we do to really...
Other than East Side Night at the State Fair, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So we think diversity is a great thing. We love the fact that we've got a variety of different people with a variety of different ideas of what life should look like, and we think that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of putting all the pieces in place to make sure that everyone has an equal opportunity for success.
Now, this would lend me to believe, because it's called the 501C Forum, that it is typically a nonprofit group, but it's not necessarily that, is it?
Not necessarily. We have we obviously want to target 501c companies, any designation that they have with a 501c, but we also know that there are many community members that are supporting nonprofits as well, either volunteering their time, supporting in marketing efforts, general business that they love to support. We want people to be a part of the conversation because we can't do this alone.
Right.
We shouldn't be doing this alone. We want as many stakeholders at the table as possible.
And what do you hope to gain from, what's the end result from this particular first forum?
We hope to continue with the summit as many positive moves as we've made so far, as many positive strides as we've made so far together as a group. So realizing that there are pockets, for instance, with transportation, walkability, bikeability, public transportation, usable streets that are an issue on the east and south side, even looking at maps, demographic maps, and realizing that's an issue. That's something that we need to bring to light that that needs to be solved to be able to properly suit the community.
And bringing these to light, you know, it's fine to talk amongst ourselves.
Right.
And I suspect that you hope to bring these to the Greater Des Moines Partnership and in their work and some others, Urban Land Institute and some others.
Absolutely. So we've got some very important stakeholders for this first ever summit, including Jay Byers of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Christy Knaus of the Community Foundation will be our keynote speaker. We want the general public to be involved. This is a free event for them to be able to come to on September 21st. So we want community engagement. We want those that are interested in impacting positively the East and South Side to be able to be a part of this conversation because this momentum is moving. We would love for them to be a part.
Well, I think you're right about that momentum. And I'm not going to take back what I said. I think there are some great things in store for the East and South Side as we just take a look at where expansion is going.
Right.
I mean, you know, now we're talking about, and I know it's on the near East Side, near South Side, when we're talking about new courthouse perhaps on the Des Moines River and the Market District taking place. Every one of those, I mean, who would have thought? Just seriously, who would have thought that going down Indianola Avenue, you would have such housing expansion going on and right beneath our feet 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And nobody would have thought Martin Luther King Drive. Are you kidding me? And now it's expanded out there towards where Kemen is. And people do follow success, and so good for you guys putting something like this together.
That. And the beauty of Southwest 9th as well is a great example of wonderful things that are happening on the South Side.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, there's an MPO study done on Southwest 14th Street, I believe it was. With way signs and some other things that they're trying to get put together.
Quiet streets.
Yep. Quiet streets. Trying to just kind of slow traffic down a little bit, stop and see and enjoy a little bit of what you're seeing each and every day. Biggest challenge for you with the Y?
Oh, that's a great question. I'd say we have so many positive things happening in the community. One of our challenges is helping people understand what the YMCA is all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of folks drive by and they think of treadmills, basketball courts, and swimming pools. But when you tell them that we're working on food insecurity, we're working on leadership development, we're working on a variety of issues that fulfill the needs of the community, I think that's something a lot of people should be proud of. But it does take time. It does take time to help folks understand we're not a gym, we're a cause, and our cause is to strengthen the community, and we're doing some great things about that.
Good for you. And how are things out at Goodwill?
Fantastic. We're going to be moving in late October, our location out of Southridge, just up the road. Right behind Culver's and Stony Point Plaza. A larger space for us to be able to positively impact the community, bring in classes, bring in other community-based organizations. Really a wonderful time to be a part of the organization.
Good stuff. Justin Bogers and, of course, Tyler Wegg. Thank you very much, Tyler and Justin, for coming in and talking to us about this. One of the things that we will have on our radio blog is the date is the 21st.
Yep.
It's from early in the morning until noon.
7:30 to noon.
And we'll have links to the outgoing site so you can find out more about how to get registered and go. Just go.
Thank you.
Enjoy your time together. Thank you very much.
Michael, thank you very much.
Tyler, Justin, good
appreciate
to have you.
Appreciate it.
All right, we've got to scoot. Tyler's telling me it is time to go. 6 o'clock, says the big clock. Have yourself a wonderful evening. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, Tyler and Justin, and before that, Deborah Reiner from Tarot. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer again this evening, as he is each and every night. The program director for the stations is Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayer. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett. If you would like some music for your video, for your corporate website, whatever it happens to be, get in touch with us and we will hook you up with James. You will be very pleased. I promise you that. All right, we've got to go. Coming up on 6 o'clock, we are back tomorrow, God willing, at 5:05. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.